Good Monday morning. I'm Bill Vanko. So is the Pope's resignation announcement today merely a changing of the guard, or does it mark a changing of the mindset at the Vatican? For 600 years, Pope has been a job for life, but is Pope Benedict setting a new precedent by resigning? Let's consider those questions with the help of Dr. Fritz Bauerschmidt, the chairman of the theology department at Loyola University in Maryland. Good morning, Dr. Bauerschmidt.
Good morning.
This pope, like all recent popes, has been steeped certainly in the history of the church and also in the realities of the world we live in. He must have known that by stepping down, he would start tongues wagging everywhere.
Oh, I'm sure he did. I'm convinced this was a long and deeply considered decision.
I'm not sure which is more surprising, that he announced it or that they were able to keep the secret over there.
Well, that was certainly what surprised me when I first heard the reports. I was initially skeptical, partly because, you know, it's very hard for the Vatican to keep a secret. So, and as far as I know, there had not been any speculation in the days prior to today about the Pope resigning.
Yeah, we talked to one of the Vatican reporters who was there every day, and she said there was no indication to any of them that this was coming. It truly did come out of left field. So I guess one of the questions, and this raises so many, is what does the role become for a Pope Emeritus? It's a question we haven't had to think about in 600 years.
That's certainly true. And I think this is one case where we see that Pope Benedict, despite his reputation as a traditionalist, is in some ways an innovator. You know, he's going to have to be inventing this new role of Pope Emeritus in the modern world. But, you know, he's a very scholarly sort, in some ways in contrast to his predecessor, John Paul II, who is very much an activist.
Mm-hmm.
I think Pope Benedict has always been of a more scholarly, maybe contemplative disposition, and I suspect, you know, he's really looking forward to getting back to his books and having being a little bit more out of the public eye. I think he'll probably make a pretty good Pope Emeritus.
Is he sending a message to future generations of popes saying this doesn't have to be for life in the modern world? Maybe that doesn't make the kind of sense it made at one point?
Well, I think it's certainly the case that people in general are living much, much longer. And if you elect a pope at, say, age 60 or 65, you know, there's a good chance you might have him for the next 25 years or 30 years. So I can't help but think that this is going to set some sort of a precedent, and that when other popes hit 85 or their health begins to fail, the expectation will certainly be there that the option is open to them to follow the example Benedict is setting.
On the other hand, for the incoming pope, I mean, no pope in 600 years has ever had someone he can go to and say, hey, how did you handle this? Does Benedict become kind of the guy who leaves his phone number and says, call me if you need something? Would you expect him to be an advisor of either the spiritual or the political kind to the incoming pope?
Well, he might adopt the role of a kind of a spiritual advisor. My suspicion is that he's going to want to set an example of not being the power behind the throne, not meddling, because I think that could make it very difficult for future popes if they have a predecessor who is seen as, you know, pulling the puppet strings. I think that could make life very difficult. So my guess is that he'll try and disappear as much as possible from the public eye and really leave the job to his successor.
And he's already said that he will not, presumably he's still a cardinal, I guess he could presumably vote among the College of Cardinals, but he's already said he's not going to be part of that.
Well, actually, I mean, the irony is that cardinals, once they turn 80, lose their vote.
Ah.
So even though he's still a member of the College of Cardinals, he would not be eligible to vote anymore.
Uh-huh.
So.
Dr. Fritz Bauerschmidt, the chairman of the theology department at Loyola University, thank you so much for being with us here on Maryland's Morning News.